I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting feral on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners tempted to put their designer dogs on done deal. Fifi underscore Cockasetter said she was bang on trend 2 years ago when she got her Cockasetter, Ronan, from a boutique dog breeder near Dungarvan. But they're a bit common now and your woman won't take them back. Typical Waterford-like. Brona underscore owns Labradoodle said she spent $5,000 on her dog Ronan. We all named them after Ronan O'Gara, aren't we gas all together? Anyway, Brona said she met a guy down the marina yesterday with a Labradoodle like her Ronan, and he was in a Glen Rovers jersey, Audrey, and so was his owner. We scrambled our stunner emergency response team to help her through this. It was gridlock on the Douglas Road with all the Volvo XC90s, sirens going and everything. We sat up with Brona overnight, sobbing along with her and drinking shots of Grey Goose luxury vodka. Oh Jesus, we were mouldy. But the struggle is real, Audrey. We're all quite attached to our designer cockapoos, etc. But they're just marking us out as dead common on the streets of Cork. I'd never dump my cockapoo in a country road. Imagine if the video got out. But I'd love to give him to a deserving home. Do you know where I could find one? I'm sure they'd be well up for it in Glanmire. Jenny, Douglas Road.
I have a friend living in Glanmire, actually, although I haven't really talked to her since she moved there. I said, what would you say to a Labradoodle in Glanmire? She said, rough, rough. I said, everything was rough out in Glanmire. She hung up.
Hey, dude. So I'm so cool, I haven't got a clue about mortgages. All the crew I came up with in Ballintemple, they all sold out large, man. And now they're married with houses and kids called Saoirse, because they're big into Sinn Féin. I went to dinner in my friend Brian with a Wise house last night, and it was three couples and me shouting, chill dudes, there must be something more to life than talking about whether you fixed your mortgage or not, whatever that means. I literally shouted this at them until Brian with a Wise ball and chain asked me to leave. So like, I'm thinking maybe I should get a mortgage, just to have something to talk about. Is that a good idea? Ed, Ballintemple.
You'll never be stuck for something to talk about when you have a mortgage. Myself and my Connor spend hours listing out all the holidays we can't afford.
Come here, what's the story with flexibility? I start going out with this past yoga instructor from Sunday as well. She says I keep her grounded, which is a polite way of saying I'm from Blackpool. The problem is she's like an elastic band in the sack and I keeps pulling a muscle trying to keep up with her. And no, that's not a double entendre. Should I say, come here, girl, is there any chance we could just do it lying down like? Don't you do any, Blackpool.
I was going out with this yoga instructor once. Sex with him used to take 3 hours. Mind you, 2 hours and 58 minutes of that was me doing warm-ups so I wouldn't end up in the A&E out in CUH. It wasn't the cues that put me off. It was more that I'd hate to spend time in Wilton.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.